B-Pod Studios.
I need your help. I think I'm losing it here, man.
Is it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It's Tuesday.
The days are starting to blur together.
So, it's Tuesday.
Can you be a little bit more specific?
It's Tuesday morning.
Okay, that's better. That's better.
Why are we waking up?
You got a show to do.
To entertain folks.
And also to help people
get through this.
Okay, if you say so.
It's showtime. Hit it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Hey, good morning. It's 5:43. Cloudy today. Slight chance of shower. High of 68, could be 70 today. How about that?
That's nice.
That's pretty good, right? For October 20th.
Yeah.
Happens to be my daughter Bridget's birthday, my youngest.
I just read that on the Facebook.
You saw that?
Yep, that's nice.
Bridget, on the Book of Face.
Yes, she shares really a bunch of famous birthdays.
Really?
My girl's 22 today. She shares birthday with John Krasinski. I know you guys are a big fan of John.
Okay, yeah.
So is she. She loves The Office. Also, Snoop Dogg is sharing the same birthday.
Oh, nice. Snoop. That's good.
Celebrate as much as Snoop will.
We got the Snoop. Viggo Mortensen, Lord
Cute.
Of the Rings. Yeah, he's 62.
He's 62. He looks good.
And most importantly, she shares Tom Petty's birthday. So that's pretty cool. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom would have been 67 today. Right? Yeah, 67.
October 20th. I feel like...
Yeah. Also, Mickey Mantle, the Mick.
Okay.
Would have been his birthday. And Grandpa Jones from Hee-Haw.
Oh, Hee-Haw?
Wow. Yeah. That's a big one for a 22-year-old.
Yeah.
I bet she really enjoys that one.
You and Grandpa Jones. Good. Anyway, happy birthday, Bridget.
That's
22.
Nice.
22.
What'd you get her?
It's what we're sending her.
Oh, what
we're
are you sending?
Sending her away.
Oh, you are?
She's going to go visit her sister in California.
Oh, that's nice.
That's all she wanted to do is see her big sis.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah. So she's going to hang out there for a few days. And
cool.
Eat vegetarian, vegan food.
Very nice.
Go to the beach. Nice, right?
Yes, that sounds lovely.
I used all my points. Don't tell her.
Okay.
All
right, I'll keep it a secret.
Cost me $11.
Really? Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow, you have a lot of points. What are you buying?
I wasn't using my points. That's a problem.
That's the point.
They were stored up. Yeah. Anywho, Aerosmith is your 80s artist of the day today.
Oh, okay.
Would you like an Aerosmith fun fact?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you know who came up with that name? Joey Kramer from the band. Originally, it was going to be Arrow, like you shoot an arrow.
Oh.
It was going to be Aerosmith. Oh. He said no. A-E-R-O.
Whoa.
Yeah, and then they doodled that, and the logo comes from the old Flying A gas stations, with the wings on the flying A. That's it.
Okay.
That's fun, right?
That is a fun fact.
The Aerosmith. They're Smithies.
I got it.
Make arrows. Very good.
I'll probably remember the artist of the day because of this little fun fact.
I don't know about that.
We'll see at 8 o'clock.
Maybe. Let the oven
finish. ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Yes, brought to you by Riviera University. Transform your future with a flexible, affordable online degree from Riviera University. Choose from programs in business, nursing, psychology, and public health. Learn more today at RivieraRadio.com. All right, LBF, what's cool?
What would you do for a year's worth of free chocolate?
A year's worth.
One whole year.
Yeah, wow. Dark chocolate?
Maybe.
I prefer that.
Well.
I mean, if you're offering.
Okay.
That's fine. Okay. All right. Brian.
Well, it's auction season. I've got one for a good cause and one that's just kind of neat old stuff.
Auction. Yeah. All right, that's good. You had a really good one the other day with the Cheers bar
I know.
Closing.
Another legendary place that's auctioning off some things.
Awesome. And I'm going to tell you about Flippy. You need to learn about Flippy.
Really?
Yeah, he's a robot. He's taking jobs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Flippy's taking jobs. Tell you what he's doing up next. You might guess.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I feel like maybe I know
Flippy.
Already.
Okay.
All right, so how can you get a year's worth of free chocolate? It's a new contest from Dove Yummy Chocolates. All you have to do is comment on their Sweetest Day post on Instagram or Twitter and tag someone who's made a sweet impact on your life this year.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is kind of hard, because 2020's been interesting. And then you'll both be entered to win a year's supply of bite-sized Dove chocolate promises.
Yeah.
So you like you could go on the Instagram and you could tag your wife.
Yeah.
And you could say something sweet about her.
Yeah.
And then you guys could have a year's worth of chocolate. And every day when she got her chocolate, she would think, oh, this is because Bob loves me.
Wow.
Right?
I like it. it's not going to happen, but I like it.
Well.
They're going to give it to a much more deserving person than me. I will assure you that.
I feel like your wife deserves it.
Is she?
Wow.
And think of it that way. Might be right.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah, oh, that's funny. All right, Brian.
All right, a couple of cool options. One is to benefit the Pete Frates Family Foundation, which still assists ALS patients and their families with the cost of home health care.
Mm.
And this is a bunch of Pete's personal collection. I mean, like the David Ortiz jersey that he wore at David Ortiz's retirement. There's all sorts of sports memorabilia from Pete's collection that they're auctioning off, and you can bid right online at kbksports.com, and that will benefit the Pete Frates Family Foundation. So that's really great.
Yeah.
And then it's a really good organization.
They are. And then if you want to get some weird old furniture, head on down to the Silver City Galleria. They have all of the stuff from the Waldorf Astoria.
Oh. I saw this.
Wow.
Fascinating.
I mean, they have custom-ordered furniture used by General Douglas MacArthur.
Whoa.
They've got some crazy antiques. They've moved into, like, the furniture section of the auction. And if you want info, you can go to KaminskyAuctions.com. But it's all right down there. You can go down and bid on stuff. You can bid online.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Go check it out.
Yeah, that's neat.
You maybe just want a lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've always wanted to steal a lamp.
Waldorf
Astoria. Yeah. Now you can just get one through an auction.
I mean, there's some neat
stuff. Is that where they came up with the salad, you think? The chicken salad? Must be.
Yeah, let's throw some
Waldorf salad?
Throw some walnuts on it.
Don't you think they did that there?
I don't know. I'm going to look that up.
I just
think
it's a beer. Yeah. Somewhat of a fun fact.
I don't know if they're selling salads.
Yeah,
get a nice lamp.
All right. I'd like the chicken salad. Do you have that for auction? Okay, watch out. Robot assistant Flippy just became commercially available for $30,000. You get Flippy on a payment plan. Here's the deal. Flippy is attached to a rail under the kitchen hood to move back and forth to flip your burgers.
Oh.
Yeah, Flippy grills burgers, even does fries and onion rings for $30,000.
You're thinking about getting one, Bob?
Yeah. Hey, when the price comes down, I'd like to have Flippy. After they shared a sneak peek of a prototype of Flippy back in January, they've seen the demand go through the roof from operators, especially in light of COVID-19. The press release says the coronavirus pandemic has hit restaurants hard, but fast food chains have recovered faster with drive-through and takeout business. And, of course, they don't rely on indoor dining, so they would like to get some Flippies going. So Flippy's going to take the jobs that, you know, a lot of folks are doing now. $30,000 with your own Flippy.
Maybe you can get a job as a Flippy repairman.
Right. I feel like that's going to be needed.
Yeah, Flippy. Yeah. You can't outwork Flippy, though.
No.
Let's be honest. Okay. All right. There you go. Three cool things you need to know.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No. I'm waiting for what you were going to say.
What I was going to say?
Yeah.
Oh, on the radio. Oh, well, you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Okay.
Because Bob was about to say something about the way I look.
I don't.
And I popped some popcorn and pulled up a chair.
Well, you want to hang on to that?
Yeah,
we have to play a song.
Okay.
I was just noticing your hair was different.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I made an observation.
Oh, boy.
What are you going to say?
I don't even know. This is going to be interesting.
I'll get my thoughts together.
Oh, please do.
I'm going to butter my popcorn.
Go ahead. I'll tell you next. Maybe it's not that bad.
I don't know.
All right. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more at 6:30. Bob, LBF, and Brian. Going to be a partly cloudy day, chance of rain, and a high of 68. Not bad. Really good week.
Yeah.
Really
perfect.
Nice week. All right.
Is this the part of the program where you put your foot in your mouth?
Not at all.
Yeah.
No, ma'am. Not going to do it.
Okay.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it.
Not going to do it. All right. I just made it a bit of a Bobservation.
Yep.
That you change your hair.
Yes.
And I was just about to tell you
who you remind me of.
Oh, God, this is this
and
never
you said,
ends
no.
well.
Okay. No, save it for the air.
And might I add that Brian Bell looked up and was like, oh, my God. Is he, oh, no. Oh,
what's
no.
He gonna say?
What's he going to say?
Ye of little faith.
Okay.
I think with your hair, the way you've got it now, kind of, what do you call that? What'd you do to it?
I darkened it.
You uncurled it.
And I had a blowout.
You had a blowout.
And then I just continued to straighten it.
And I was just going to say.
Let's
in
see
a
if
very...
there's going to be another blowout.
No.
Go ahead.
I thought.
And he started thinking.
No. You look to me like a doppelganger of.
No.
Are you ready for it?
No, I'm not. Because it's going to
Elizabeth.
Haunt me. Hurley.
Montgomery.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Bewitched. You could be a doppelganger for Bewitched Elizabeth Montgomery.
You know, I did not see that coming.
No.
Yeah, no.
Because...
And Brian, he looks like he could be Darren's son. You guys.
Well, he has a Darren-y
look. You've been watching Me TV or something, Bob?
This could have gone badly because if he'd gone the Sally Struthers way, I would have.
He could have been the third Darren.
He could have been the third Darren.
Yeah.
That's
he's
true.
Got the hair.
I'll
he's got that.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
He's got that all American look.
Isn't there a statue of her in Salem?
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, that's what you do.
No, right? Witches there. Let's put a TV witch up there. Why not?
I just think with your hair that way, I thought.
Okay.
Elizabeth Montgomery.
Well, Bob, I have to say that that is not offensive.
No, it shouldn't
and
be.
And I'm really surprised.
Now, wiggle your nose at him. We'll see if it turns into a cat.
Right.
Can you wiggle your nose?
I think I can.
I work on it.
All right, I will.
But tell me Brian couldn't be the third Darren.
He could. He has that look.
He's got that
he could
all American dad look.
No. He's got like a good head of hair.
Yeah, nice.
That's
solid
key.
Hair. Solid.
Got a haircut today.
Yeah,
you.
No. There you go. See, there you
all
have
right,
it.
Wow.
All right.
Ye of little faith.
I seriously was nervous. Were you?
I don't know why. Okay. I mean, I never said anything in the past that would have made you feel... You know, nervous. Or...
Right. No, not at all.
All right.
What do you think? The right thing, Bob Bronson.
All right, Twinkle Nose.
All right.
What's coming up?
What random thing did Martha Stewart miss the most when she was in prison?
What did Martha miss the most?
Martha missed the most. Martha Stewart.
Okay.
Whoa. Martha
what
Stewart missed the most.
She missed the most. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That could be fun.
It could be fun.
All right,
any guesses?
That's coming up.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Oh, I'm going to give it to you. I'll give you the dirty laundry.
Okay.
Because, my good Lord, what a day it was yesterday. I'm going to tell you what Martha Stewart missed the most in prison. But before I get to that, I don't know if you were on Twitter yesterday, but there was a trend like no other. Thanks to CNN and correspondent and New Yorker writer Jeffrey Toobin. Now, I'm not going to get into the particulars of it. I'm going to let Elaine Benes tell you what happened on this Zoom call with colleagues from the New Yorker. And here we have it.
Elaine Benes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Why? What happened?
Let's see. How shall I put this?
Well, just put it.
He took it out.
Ah. Okay. Yeah.
He what?
He took it out.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Oh, boy.
He took what out?
It.
He took it
out.
Yes, sirree, Bob.
Yes,
right.
Sirree, Bob.
So that's what happened.
Well
he was
done.
On a Zoom call.
Well done. Yep.
The problem with this situation, but my takeaway from it is that as long as I live, I will never understand people, one. And two, you can't multitask because what happened was he was on a Zoom call on one screen. And then on another screen, he was watching something else.
Yeah.
And he
naked.
Thought, yes.
You don't want to pull that stuff up on your work computer.
No. NFSW.
Yes. And NSFW. So he kind of he forgot which one he had on.
Oh, dude.
And so I likened it to like having too many pots on the stove. Something always gets burned.
Yes.
In this case, it was Jeffrey Toobin and his career.
You're not cooking Thanksgiving dinner,
no,
right?
No.
Okay, good.
He is not. Fun fact.
He's married, though.
Fact? Yeah. That's my fun fact.
Is that, yeah.
He's been married to his Harvard sweetheart. God, they must be insufferable at parties. Since 1986. And another fun fact, fathered a love child with his on-again, off-again young mistress a couple of years ago. Maybe
really?
10 years ago.
So they already have kind of an interesting relationship.
Exactly.
There, don't they?
And wife stayed with.
I know.
Through thick and thin.
He said he apologizes to his wife, family, friends, and coworkers. I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake believing I was off camera. That's not a mistake.
What are you doing?
Like that,
how
a mistake is like jumping out of the shower and not realizing the computer's on.
Exactly.
That's not a mistake.
We've all done that, right?
Right? Who has it?
Yeah, come on.
Who among us?
Who among us?
Is it remote learning time already?
No, really.
Dad.
Anyway, let this be a cautionary tale for all of you on Zoom.
So he's off CNN for a while?
Yes, I think he's going to take a little powder.
Might be.
Good
time.
God. Anyway. Yeah. What did Martha Stewart miss the most of all in prison? Of all the things, you know, like, I don't know, cake, daughter.
Well, Rosie O'Donnell asked her, right?
Yes, Rosie O'Donnell went to visit her, and she said, when she asked what she missed the most, she did expect her daughter to, Martha to say, my daughter or my dogs.
Right.
But she said she missed the flavor of lemon.
Flavor of lemon. You don't get lemons in prison.
I'm not even going to tell you what Rosie said in response, but whatever.
Are you sure?
No, it's on. Yeah, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They're friends, though, right? Yeah.
She did eventually cover her lemon craving. She arranged for a pre-lemon tree from Italy to be waiting on Martha's front porch the day she returned home. Rosie did that.
They planted it out in the prison yard.
I know, I was expecting that. Yeah.
For Martha.
You know, this place could use a nice lemon tree.
It's true.
Right. Wow. Oh, I miss lemons.
Lemon water is nice, but I would never miss it.
No. What would you miss?
I would miss... Well, martinis.
You miss the taste of martinis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the sound of it being stirred.
Yeah.
And, like, put into the glass and the olives.
Mm-hmm.
I miss one now.
Why wait? That's funny. I thought you were going to go like bacon or meatballs or something. Meatball subs.
They're
not giving you meatball subs in prison.
I only have those once in a while. Martinis are a staple.
You'd really miss those.
Yeah, food, not drinking.
Really miss those. Hey, go to WROR.com and check out our 80s movies, the best Halloween movies ever. I'll tell you more about that coming up. Day to day. Hey. Temperature-wise, high at 68. Slight chance of rain. That's okay. We could use it. We're still, you know, woefully behind. And
it's nice that we haven't had, like, a big rain because it's still beautiful.
Yeah, nice. Nice 51 now. Hey, if you get a moment today, go to WROR.com. Really fun stuff up. And one of them is we like to do these kind of brackets that, like, you know, the Final Four and all that good stuff. So we put one up of the best Halloween movies of the 80s.
Okay.
And there's some that you may have forgotten that are up there. And you just go through.
Killer Clowns from Space.
Oh.
Killer Clowns from Space.
Yeah, I forgot about that one. Yep, I did.
So it's like a bracket. So there'll be two that pop up and you pick the one you think's the best. This is the first round. We're going to go, you know, four rounds. And until we get to the final two or so.
Okay.
And then somebody who's got the best bracket, I guess.
Yeah.
Or
if,
maybe
just if you vote.
Just for voting.
Just for voting, you're entered to win.
What do you win?
a $100 Apex Entertainment gift card.
How about
That's exciting. Yeah.
It's fun to vote. Some of these movies are reminiscent, like I said. Like,
yeah, it's nice to be reminded of some of them. Like, yeah. Oh, I should watch that again.
Yeah, and a lot of them, I'm sure, that either you've forgotten or never seen.
I can't watch Nightmare on Elm Street again. I can't do it.
I mean, it's got Gremlins in there, but that's more of a
Christmas movie.
Right, always.
Right up there with Eyes Wide Shut. Yeah.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
ROR Morning Court is now in session. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Don't stand.
Okay.
Don't rise.
No problem.
Stay where you are. Okay, this is how Morning Court works. We have an email here. We'll present from a listener who sent us a note and would like to go to Morning Court to see who's right, who's wrong, who's the guilty party.
Okay.
From Diane, she says, I had about 10 friends over this Saturday night for ladies' night. We're all sick of those Zoom parties, so I invited some neighbors and friends over. My husband was away. I put out some wine and cocktails and munchies on the dining room table. I didn't notice till later that one of the ladies opened a very expensive bottle of wine that my husband had bought and was waiting to drink for a special occasion. Okay. The bottle was not on the same table as the party food and wine was. It was on a wine rack in the dining room.
Oh, no.
The bottle is almost empty now, and my husband noticed it yesterday. He was irate and told me it costs close to $200. And if you know...
Boy, I bet that tasted good, huh?
Yeah, right?
Wow. And he said, if you knew who drank it, I want you to call her and ask for the money. Now, I don't really want to call her. I know who drank it. I didn't want to say anything at the time. So the question is, am I guilty of negligence? And if so, who? And if not, who is responsible for the damages, right? So either her or the friend. $200. So husband's not happy. Don't blame him.
I can't believe that somebody would have the chutzpah to go into a wine cabinet and pick out their own bottle of wine at someone else's
house.
She
said it was in a wine rack in the dining room, so I don't... It was on
like a rack. Okay, still. Yeah. Mm. Still, you have the stuff that's out.
Mm. The cheap stuff.
That's what it was. And the munchies.
Yeah.
And they went to open a bottle that they preferred, apparently.
Hmm.
So... who's guilty and who should pay for the damages?
Yeah, should the wife just be like, I messed up.
Was she negligent?
Yeah, I didn't say don't go in the dining room. or should the friend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. $200. So what would you do? What do you say?
What would I do?
Yeah.
I would be, if it was my good friend, like say it's my best friend, Melissa.
Yeah.
And she did that. I would be like, Melissa, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, oh, I feel so bad. Mm. And then she'd pay for it.
Okay.
Now, if it was just a regular person,
yeah,
I would just talk about her endlessly to my friends and pay myself.
I'm sorry. Talk about
it. I would be
that's
like,
a lot. All right. So court is in session.
Okay.
Let's see if we can help Diane out here. 888-410-1057. What do you think the verdict should be? Is Diane guilty of negligence here for saying specifically, this is the stuff, ladies, stick to the table.
Yeah.
Don't go
rooting
know.
Around in my dining room.
Right.
You animal.
Freelance on the wine.
Yeah. All right. Or is the friend, it's just she called the friend and say, look.
You owe me you some
know,
money.
Yeah, I didn't know. You shouldn't have drank. My husband was.
$200.
Close to $200. Okay. 888-410-1057. Court is in order. What say you? Morning court's in session. Diane emailed us because she had the ladies over this weekend. And she put some wine and some whatever, I guess probably some hard seltzers, whatever, you know, some cocktails,
yeah,
and munchies out on the dining room table. And they were hanging out, I guess. And then she noticed that one of the ladies had opened, and she knew who it was, a bottle of very expensive wine her husband was saving that was close to $200. He discovered the bottle open yesterday. He's not happy, wants her to call the friend and say, hey, you know.
Replace it.
We can replace that. It was sentimental and expensive. Diane doesn't want to do it. She's asking, is she guilty of negligence? And otherwise, who should pay for the damages?
Mm-hmm.
Friend or Diane? Okay, let's start with your calls at 888-410-1057. Rich, what's your verdict?
I think if something was to... I'm a peacekeeper, so I think if something was to be said, she should have said it that night when she saw she opened it.
Yeah.
And then if she didn't say anything, then it's too late. You know what I mean? It's way too late. If she knew she opened it, she should have said, hey, like your friend, I'll be up. Hey, Melissa, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then she would have felt bad and paid up, but... You know, you don't even know. Maybe she even had a glass of wine with this lady. Who knows? You know what I mean?
Oh, right. Man, that would be really stink. So, Rich, you're going to side and say that she's guilty of negligence.
Right.
Got it.
Well, I'd say a little negligence, but you know what? Again, if I was the wife, I'd just go buy a bottle, spend $200, to tell her husband that the girl bought it, and that's it.
That's a good peacekeeping thing.
But now, think about this. If you go to the friend and say, listen, my husband wants $200, you let him lose a friend over it.
That's why she's concerned. All right, Rich.
You know what I'm saying?
Thank you, buddy.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye, Rich. All right, Tony, what's the verdict?
Listen, I think it's the guest's fault because we've all been to parties and there's nice scotch on the shelf. And if it's not on the table that we are welcome to partake in, we don't touch it.
Rich,
we're grown up.
Asked.
Right.
She knew what it was. She probably knows what good wine is. She knew that was a good bottle.
Yeah.
And she figured, let me just take it.
I'm not letting her off the hook that easy.
Really?
She had to go, like you said, root around for
not.
It. She should have said, hey, I don't really, but I like this red wine,
yeah.
You know, the most expensive. You know, can I have some of that?
And but also. Oh,
yeah, no. How's no sound?
Bob,
yeah.
Also,
thanks, Tony. What? All right, Ted, what's the verdict?
Hi, good morning, folks. If I understood correctly, the bottle of wine was not in the area that they were having the outing.
Yeah.
Like in a different room.
Right.
Well, personally... If it was me, if it was my wine, my house, it would be my fault for this having a display. Something like that, I wouldn't be putting it out to be displayed.
So your house is a free-for-all.
Oh, yes.
All right.
I know. I really like this TV on display.
Hey, Ted.
Might as well take it.
All right, Ted. So you're going to side with, you're saying she's guilty of negligence.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Jerry, what's your verdict?
My verdict is that whoever took the wine should pay for the wine.
So you say she should
simple.
Call.
Cut and dry.
Simple yeah. justice.
I don't think that's a
cowboy.
Hard call to make to me. I could call and go, hey, that bottle.
You love saying uncomfortable things,
yeah,
though, Bob.
He does. You're so good at it.
Well,
like, you don't care.
Well, that's the thing.
That's the thing. You don't care.
I would have called and said, yeah, that bottle is very special to my wife, and I don't know how it ended up, you know, being
I know how it ended
opened.
Up being. You would have been like, I know you opened it and drank
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You lush.
I'm going to need you to
pay up.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
It's different.
Thanks, Jared. Okay, Annika, what's the verdict?
So I think the wife should offer to pay for the amount of wine that her friend drank. So hear me out. It was wrong for the friend to go through the house and open something that wasn't hers. I think that's a conversation that they can have later on. But for now, just to kind of please the husband, like if it were me and, you know, say my boyfriend was upset over something like that, I would just offer to pay and say, listen, I'm sorry. It was my party. I didn't think this would happen, so I take responsibility.
So
I'll get you a new bottle of wine if you want.
So lose a bottle, save a friend.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's very mature.
It was super.
And non-confrontational.
Path of least resistance.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You're breaking up.
Right. And if they're close enough friends to be honest with each other, then yeah, I would say something to the friend. Be like, listen, you shouldn't have gone through my house.
Yeah.
I took the blame for you.
Thank you, Annika.
But if it happens again, I'm going to ask you.
Very adult of you.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're adulting. Very good. Thank you. I don't think we've reached a verdict, so we're going to leave it open.
No.
We have a hung jury. You and I.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Okay.
You know, no one suggested just going over to the friend's house and stealing something.
I know.
I'm surprised by
that. You know
that.
What?
That's true.
Eye for an eye, Justice. A wine for a wine.
Yeah. $200, though. You're going to probably steal four bottles. All right.
You have to steal about 20 in my house.
Like a 32-inch flat screen. I mean, whatever.
Yeah. All right. Verdict is still open. 888-410-1057. What's coming up? Dirty Laundry.
Science.
Okay.
Science has declared the scariest movie of all time.
Ooh.
Of all time. Out of 50 scary movies.
Okay.
I'll tell you what
That's
it
coming
is
up in 10 minutes.
Is.
The
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. Now, here's LBF with today's dirty laundry.
Okay. Science has declared the scariest movie of all time, and I'm going to tell you what it is. But first, I have to get to the scariest story of the day, which is if you were on Twitter yesterday, you noticed something really interesting trending, and everyone's talking about it today because everyone's been on a Zoom call, but not like Jeffrey Toobin, CNN analyst, I guess, and New Yorker reporter. So he was on a Zoom meeting with colleagues, and I'm going to let Elaine Benes from Seinfeld say what happened.
Good idea.
Okay, here you go.
Yeah.
He took it out.
He what?
He took it out.
He took what out?
It.
He took it out.
Yes, sirree, Bob.
Oh, man.
Sirree, Bob.
So the thing was, what happened is that he was on the Zoom call on one computer and then on another computer doing whatever he was doing, and he messed up the video on each, and all of his colleagues saw what they didn't want to see. And now he is not on CNN. Yes, it.
Right.
And, I mean, we saw the screenshot. And what's horrifying besides that, and I'll never understand people. I'll never understand people. Mm. But the Zoom reactions when he was on camera.
Think of like it's how the
Brady Bunch.
Brady Bunch.
And
yeah.
Think about the most horrifying. One guy actually stood up and backed into a corner.
Yeah, he was. He looked like he witnessed a murder.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yeah, it was. It was
backing away slowly.
It was that disturbing.
But there are other people on there.
Yes, and the ones laughing. The women are laughing.
The women are like, "Hold on, oh my God!" You know,
it's just
funny.
Awful.
They
and
were all young too. It was pre-young Zoom he was on.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He said he is sorry for his embarrassingly stupid mistake. New Yorker has suspended him. He's on leave from CNN. I don't know what his wife says, but they've been married since 1986. Mm. They met at Harvard. Oh. And so, you know, smart. Smart isn't everything.
Didn't he have a dalliance?
He had a love child with an off, on-again, off-again romance while he was married. I hate to call it a romance.
I think it was more on-again than off-again.
Yeah. Jeffrey Toobin is not... He's got problems, and he's got more today, that's for sure. Hey, sad news. Jeff Bridges has cancer. He has lymphoma. Mm-hmm. He tweeted yesterday, as the dude would say, new blank has come to life. I've been diagnosed with lymphoma. Although it's a serious disease, I feel fortunate that I have a great team of doctors, and the prognosis is good. I'm starting treatment, and we'll keep you posted on my recovery.
So the prognosis is good.
Yeah, that's good.
He's what, 70?
71.
71.
Yeah, so. Okay. And finally.
Yeah.
One scary video aside, now science says this is the scariest movie of all time, and I've never seen it, but here are the top five. Paranormal Activity, Hereditary. Funny about Hereditary, came out a couple of years ago. I had Timmy G, our friend, watch it and then explain it to me because I couldn't watch it, but I needed to know what it was about because everyone was talking about
it.
I couldn't. Yeah. It's so scary.
You did see it, though?
No.
This is based on heart rate.
Yes.
How high your heart rate goes. Okay.
They had 50 horror movies, have 50 people down, and they tested their heart rates the whole time.
Okay.
All right. Hereditary is number three. The Conjuring. Actually, that's number three. I can count. And number one and two is Sinister and Insidious. Now, Sinister,
I've never seen that, but I think it's tied.
Yes, it's
those
tied.
Two?
Sinister is with Ethan Hawke, and it's a true crime writer who moves into a house where a family is murdered and stuff happens. And that came
What's
out in
2012. Heart rate for that?
That is 86 beats per minute.
And that's elevated. I mean, it's not like a what do you call it? Where'd you go to work out, Brian?
Orange Theory.
That's
Orange
Theory workout.
Really
what's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
Geez, that's a good question. We don't see a lot of scary movies.
Like when you were a kid, the one that messed you up.
Halloween.
Right?
Freak Show, yeah.
Freak Show?
It was kind of scary stuff.
Okay, no, Halloween was my scariest.
Yeah. Like, did you see the latest Halloween?
No.
It's not bad.
I only go for the 76 version.
Yeah? You don't like late model?
Nope, I like the old classics. Yeah, it reminds me of being petrified for like, I don't know, 5 years. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Well, these, speaking of Halloween movies, they're not all scary, but at WROR.com we are doing a bracket for the best Halloween movies of all time. So it's the first bracket. You can go and vote.
Yep.
Somebody is going to win just for voting a $100 Apex Entertainment gift card.
Yeah, and this is just the 80s.
Just the 80s.
Halloween movies.
Halloween movies. Not necessarily scary either.
Right. Just movies from the
80s. Like E.T.'s in there.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so that's a good one.
It's kind of a face-off. You go head-to-head, and then we'll eventually come up with the best Halloween movie of all time as voted by just movies from the
80s. Like E.T.'s in there.
Okay, yeah.
You know, so that's a good one.
It's kind of a face-off. You go head-to-head, and then we'll eventually come up with the best Halloween movie of all time as voted by you at WROR.com.
Cool.
Go ahead and do that. It's 7:50 now.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you going, what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
okay. But you're motoring.
Yeah, 105.7 WROR, 80s and more coming up on 8 o'clock. That means it's your first shot, $500 with the 80s art.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying, enable ROR Boston. Then say, open ROR. Or WROR.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
All right, and it's brought to you by Window Nation. They'll help you beat the cold weather by offering two free windows for every two you buy. For more info, visit windownation.com. Let's visit David from Acushnet on the phone to play Super Smart. Morning, David.
Good morning.
You ready to play Super Smart?
I'm ready.
I like it. He's raring to go. Dave, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you said, I'm from Acushnet. I work at a furniture store called the Queen's Garden. And me and my girlfriend take care of our four-year-old daughter.
Aw, that's nice, man. That's good. Dave?
Can I say hi to her?
Of course, sure.
Hi, Harley Quinn. Daddy loves you.
Her name is Harley Quinn?
Harley Quinn, yeah.
Oh, come on. Named after the...
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's really cute. Yeah. I love that name, Harley.
She likes it.
Yeah, she should. Okay, let's see if we can get you guys $1,000. David, you get all 10 of these questions right. That's exactly what we're going to give you. Remember, if you're not sure, just say pass. If we have time, we'll get back to it. Here we go.
What does the ugly duckling turn into?
A swan.
Who wrote the novel War and Peace?
Cummings?
What did Newt Rockne do for a living?
Senator.
What is the two-letter postal abbreviation for the state of Delaware?
D.E.
Harry Houdini died on Halloween. True or false?
False.
What U.S. state's National Guard still calls itself the Green Mountain Boys?
Vermont.
What is the heating element in an Easy-Bake Oven?
A light bulb.
Which amendment to the Constitution deals with self-incrimination?
Fifth.
What is another name for the disease known as varicella?
Pass.
What is the term for the disintegration of a nuclear reactor's core?
Pass.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what? He didn't melt down.
No, he didn't melt
down. Did not melt down. You played through. Yep. You played through. Get it?
It's those questions you know, but when you put on the spot.
Right.
That's the idea. You got five right, though, Dave. Not bad, my friend.
Okay, so.
That's what I told everyone I was going to get.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, good. It was psychic.
Those expectations right there in the middle.
All right, what did Dave miss?
All right, the term for the disintegration of a nuclear reactor's core is called a meltdown. Mm. What's another name for the disease known as varicella? Chicken pox. Halloween.
Okay, I never have got that one.
Harry Houdini died on Halloween. That's actually true. Appendicitis.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
And Newt Rockne was a football coach.
Notre Dame.
And
really?
Leo Tolstoy wrote the novel War and Peace. Oh, never
none of us
read
here has ever read it. Nope.
It's a big one.
To be honest. Hey, Dave, yeah, well, you were right. You got five rights.
Yeah.
There you go.
You predicted. Right. Listen, we're going to give you guys a $50 Regina Pizza gift card, okay?
Nice. Great.
I think so. All Regina Pizza and Paul Curry's locations are open for indoor, social distance dining, takeout, delivery, and catering. For locations and more, visit ReginaPizza.com. Dave, thanks for playing. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Nice job.
You too. Hey, sign up at WROR.com. Plus, play the home version of the game. Maybe Dave was playing it, and he was probably averaging.
Yeah, it's multiple choice.
Five.
When you average, you kind of know what's going
to
happen.
There it is. Sign up there to play.
Now, the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
It's 8:30. Let's see. What's cool, LBF?
Will a year's supply of free chocolate satisfy you?
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
It's easy to get it.
Okay. That's coming up. Brian Bell.
All right, I got some cool auctions. It's auction season. One is for an excellent cause that we all know, and then one is from a legendary hotel.
Yeah, no, this is incredible. Okay, and this is cool, but it depends on how you look at it. So for restaurant owners, they're going to like Flippy.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a job, Flippy might not be such a good thing.
Okay.
I'll tell you what Flippy's doing next, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so if you want a year's supply of free chocolate, I have the solution. Dove Chocolates is giving away a year's supply, not a lifetime. That's Willy Wonka. A free chocolate, but all you have to do is comment on a Sweetest Day post from Dove on Instagram or Twitter and tag someone who's made a sweet impact on your life this year. Like, if I commented, I would tag you, Bob Bronson.
Would you really?
Yes, you've made such a sweet impact on my life. But considering it is 2020, everything else was terrible.
Brian, would you call that snarkasm?
No,
I think
just a smidge.
But just a bite-sized
chocolate-covered sarcasm.
Yeah,
okay,
that makes it better.
Yeah,
then you'll both be entered to win a year's supply of bite-sized. So it's like,
let's do it.
Pay it forward.
Do it.
Okay.
All right. Where do you go?
You go to Dove Chocolate's Instagram or Twitter.
Do you get dark chocolate?
No, nah. I like the milk.
I like dark. Come out. Okay, Brian Bell.
All right. Well, we all remember Pete Brady's great guy. He passed away last December, but the Pete Brady's Family Foundation is still helping ALS patients and their families with the cost of home health care, and they just started an auction today with a friend of mine. He sent me the link. It's at kbksports.com. It starts today. It ends Friday at 4 o'clock, and this is a lot of Pete's like personal sports memorabilia collection. I mean, you know, the jersey, the Big Poppy jersey with the patch that Pete wore on Big Poppy's retirement day. Like, there's all sorts of really amazing things that you can, you know, donate and own a little bit of
that's
the legacy.
That's a great cause. And like you said, you get to own some pretty cool
it's
stuff.
Pretty cool. So, again, kbksports.com has that. That's running till Friday. And then down at the Silver City Galleria in Taunton.
There it is again.
They've got 15,000 pieces of furniture and other items from the Waldorf Astoria that is up for auction.
Yeah.
And that's through Comiskey Auctions. You can go and just shop around. They've got some, you know, stuff that's like $10.
LBF was looking at it. It's got everything. I mean,
brake like fronts.
Oh, chairs.
Yeah. What'd chairs.
You see? I think the most expensive thing I saw on there was a 4-poster bed from one of the suites.
Oh.
It was up. The bids are right now up to $35,000 on that.
So I'll bet you like a Kennedy or a celebrity slept on those.
Oh, sure. Right? Jackie Kennedy suite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of stuff.
Wow.
Custom ordered furniture by General Douglas MacArthur.
Yeah.
There you go, history buff.
When I was in New York, we went to the Waldorf just for the lobby.
The lobby was like Grand Central.
You ain't using that bathroom.
Yeah.
No.
No, they, excuse me? Room number? Mm-hmm. I guess I look shady.
Yeah. But they have some neat stuff. You could probably get a nice lamp. How about a nice lamp?
Now I'm going to buy your lamp. How about
that? You guys can steal some.
Well, let me use your bathroom. I've got your lamp.
How about that?
All right.
Yeah.
So revenge auction, whatever you need.
Finally got him back. All right. Flippy, the $30,000 automated robot fast food cook, is now for sale. And demand for Flippy is through the roof because it grills burgers and fries and onion rings. So restaurants are clamming for Flippy. The CEO says after we shared a sneak peek of the prototype back in January, demand has been through the roof. His name is Mike Bell. Any relation?
No.
Too bad. They're selling Flippy, okay? The coronavirus pandemic has hit restaurants hard, but fast food chains have recovered faster with their drive-through course. But still, getting employees and you know, to come in is always a challenge. That's why Flippy for $30,000, and they say the price of Flippy might drop down. So
get it in your house.
Oh. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be amazing? If I was super rich, I would do that. Be like, and now here's my Flippy. Would you like a burger?
Like Flippy. The robot in Rocky.
Yes.
It's coming. It is coming.
Hey,
yeah.
Bob.
Yeah.
Uncle Joe's on the phone for you.
Oh, Uncle Joe. Yeah.
Hey, can you let Bob know that I'll give him a Flippy for free? For $30,000, you get ripped off. I'll flip him off anytime he wants.
That's good, Joe.
There's no chance.
Funny.
Thanks, Joe.
Hey, have a great day, everyone.
Bye.
Joe. Bye.
Bye.
Flip me off for free. Thank you. Uncle Joe. All right. That's cool. Hey, if you ever miss any of the cool stuff we do, plus, Morning Court was great today, and we're still in session. You can always check out our podcast at WROR.com, okay?
Yeah.
Just go to our homepage. On the left, you'll see podcast. You can, like you said, LBF, bite-sized morsels.
I know. I sometimes just listen to it because I miss the sound of your voice, Bob.
Wow. Okay. I think I got nothing more to say after that. Other than, how about some Queen?
Sure.
You got it. WROR, it's 80s and more. Court is in session. Morning court, that is. So we talked, we read Diane's email.
Yeah.
She wants to go to morning court today. Here's what the situation was with her. She invited a bunch of her lady friends over this past Saturday. Her husband was out of town. It's just kind of, wine.
Small, yeah.
Wine,
girls' night.
Wine and munchies, whatever. She put out the wine and the food on the dining room table and then noticed that one of the friends had taken a very expensive bottle of wine out. From
a different room, right?
Well, from a wine rack that was off.
Yeah.
Opened it, imbibed it. Husband comes home yesterday and says, what's up with this? $200 bottle of wine. He's upset. He wants Diane to call her friend and say, hey, that was special wine. He wants me to ask her to return it or pay for it.
Okay.
So she wants to know, is she guilty of negligence?
Okay, for having the wine maybe even close proximity.
Right, or is her friend guilty of larceny?
Yes.
It's petty, but larceny nonetheless.
It sure is, and it'll stay that way.
We love petty.
Favorite.
Okay. So what should she do? And first up, it's Shannon called in, right? All right, here's Shannon's verdict on the case.
Good morning. I'm calling about Diane's problem. My name is Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. What's your verdict?
My verdict is I don't think that there would be a problem if she gives her a call now and just says that she doesn't want, didn't want to bring it up while they had friends over.
Ah.
But she does think that that's kind of an issue that she went through things. And, that was a very sentimental bottle of wine. And she should maybe consider replacing it.
Why not?
Right?
Maybe she'd feel bad and say, oh, my God, I had no idea.
Right.
I think approaching it to a way that she says, I didn't want to approach you in front of people, but I wanted to talk to you now and just let you know that,
And then you're putting a shade of guilt on her. Right.
A little bit, but not
the shade. Like, I didn't want to tell you then.
These women are a lot nicer than I am. And more mature.
Shannon, that's good stuff.
It's great.
Thank you, Shannon.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I hope you guys have a great day.
We're having one so far. How about you?
I'm pretty good. I'm on my way to work now.
It's only going to get better.
Thank you.
See ya.
ROR, good morning. What's the verdict?
Good morning. Verdict. It's the husband's fault.
Oh,
he should have had that hidden and secure. Because I don't know what kind of parties they had, but in my neighborhood, after 11 p.m., any booze in the house is fair game.
Where do you live?
Wow.
I'm coming over.
Man, we have a plot twist here. Right? It's the husband's fault. Nobody has said that yet. I will give you
that's
sir.
That's good. It's kind of true.
In the big scheme of things.
Yeah, but sometimes, that's what happens. Like,
that's your fault. You should put it away.
Cabinets.
Yeah,
I mean, the gold
Diane
Schlager?
Could definitely. Diane could flip the script on him. Well, why did you leave it there?
Right,
it's worth so much.
She's
money.
Really smart.
Right, good take, sir.
All right, have a good one.
You too. ROR, what's your take?
Hey, good
Good morning, gang. So everybody's blaming the wife and the friend and whatnot. But we're all forgetting one other thing.
Yeah.
The husband is somewhat to blame here, okay?
Wow.
If he owns one precious little bottle of $200 bottle of wine, he shouldn't be mixing the 2011 Massey Amarone with the Boons. You know?
Wow. I mean, I like this caller.
Did your wife drink this wine? Was your wife at the party? Where is your wife on the night of Saturday?
She's probably out buying me a nice expensive bottle of wine, I
hope. Boy. No, that's someone else just had that same take. Yeah.
You just don't mix the expensive. If I own 10 bottles of expensive wine, sure, they're open for anybody. But if I own one precious little bottle, let's put it somewhere safe.
Yeah, and you mentioned, what was that 2011 bottle you had? What was that called?
2011 Massey Amarone. It's delicious.
How much is that?
$215 a bottle.
How much?
$215.
Jeez.
Can you send one to Diane?
Hey, Diane. Great call. There's your verdict right there.
Yeah.
Man, they plot twisted. It's the husband's fault. You didn't put it away.
If it's that special, don't leave it out.
I mean, that's what mom would say.
Right.
Right? So there you go. I think we have a hung jury. Diane, good luck. But, you know, it's split. What can she do?
I think that's it.
All right. So anytime you want to give us a call, you can. Hey, if you ever miss anything on the show, check out the podcast at WROR.com. Like today's morning court was really interesting because there's really no obvious verdict.
Right.
Right.
Although I have one.
You have a verdict?
I've come to a verdict.
Who's guilty? Diane for leaving out, Diane and her husband for leaving out the over $200 special bottle of wine, or the neighbor/friend who opened it without permission and sucked it down.
Bit of a plot twist.
Yeah.
The neighbor is guilty of being rude, but negligence goes to the husband.
You're blaming the
husband. I'm blaming the husband.
I can't believe the wife would go there.
Right.
Now it's his fault.
It is. It's like if you leave your shoes out and you trip over them. Well, who did that?
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm. If it was so special, maybe you should take better care of your things.
Wow. So the husband...
Let that be a lesson to you,
Diane,
sir.
Diane.
I don't have any nice things.
Enjoy your plot twist, Diane, on that one. I still think the negligence goes on the friend who didn't ask permission.
I know. That's larceny.
It's
bad. But she's going to pay her whole life and not know it because...
The friendship is over?
No, just... We talked about forever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
God, remember Angela?
All right. Yes. So check out the podcast. You can hear it all at WROR.com. On the left side of the page, you see podcasts right there. This is a good way to end it.
Yeah.
The message in the bottle is...
Don't drink me.
How about you? The bottle would have helped.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.